Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. So I just went hiking in Spain. It was a solo 2-week hike, and I wanted to share some thoughts that arose during this time. In last week's episode, I spoke about how during my hike on the Camino, I came to realize the importance of time in our lives. How time is actually limited, and as we age, it becomes much more important than money. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the importance of mini retirements. The traditional narrative about retirement is to work for 40 or maybe 45 years with some occasional holidays to lie on the beach, and then voila, you are free to do what you want. But there is a catch. When you retire after all those years, you don't have the same energy anymore. You have given all this energy and the best years to your career, and now you perhaps just want to sit at home all day and do nothing. Another way of approaching retirement is to have mini retirements instead. I have realized how important it is to pause our lives and take sabbaticals. I have taken numerous mini retirements in my life. And during those mini retirements, I could really reflect on what I wanted to do after I retired. Because sometimes we work during our whole lives, then we come to an age where we retire and we have enough money to do whatever we want to do, but then we realize that we don't know what we want to do. So to avoid that situation, it is sometimes better to take mini retirements to test what you actually like. Maybe you want to go hiking when you retire and you take a sabbatical and go on a hiking trip. And then you realize that hiking is not all that nice as it seems. It rains, it's dirty, it's wet. When you're packing your tent away, your hands are cold and it's not all that picture perfect as you might have once thought when you only went for a weekend trip. So it is really important to test your retirement and to see what you really like and to see what you really dislike. When I was traveling long-term, at some point I realized that I was not enjoying traveling with no plan anymore, and that I needed something more strategic. I also realized that I needed to kind of incorporate those mini retirements into my actual life rather than having a life out of traveling. It is also important to have mini retirements when you're having projects, especially creative projects. It is crucial to pause and take some time away to get some new inspiration. When you put your current life on hold and just take a break away from it, you might get some new ideas. Like for me, the idea of investment and early retirement was born during COVID. Because before, I did think about investment, but it was not really solidified. And if it hadn't been for COVID, probably I would have never reached this conclusion or come to the idea of financial independence. Probably I wouldn't have had time to read different books about personal finance, and I would have thought that early retirement is just something for rich kids and it's not something meant for me. So it is definitely worth taking some time off. It is very important to pause whatever you're doing and then come back to your life and reflect on it and see if it's the right choice. If you come back to your life and you realize that the life you're living is the best it can be, that is amazing. But sometimes we do have to have that pause to realize that the partner we're with or the life we're living are not right for us. And that's completely fine. And it's completely okay to rewind and just say, okay, this is not what I want, and I'm going to do something else that feels right for me. I hope that these reflections have motivated you to reflect on your current lifestyle and to maybe pause it so you can get some new inspiration and some new ideas. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.